Welcome back to First Horizon Park here in downtown Nashville. It's Jeff M. back with you. Sounds on Deck presented by Pepsi in tonight game four for the Sounds against Omaha. And we're joined by Sounds bullpen coach Patrick McGuff, his second season in that role. And Patrick, you and Jeremy Accardo are overseeing quite a pitching staff right now, especially in the bullpen with the relievers that you guys oversee. The numbers are the numbers, and they are all terrific. With your eyes and what you're experiencing with these guys, what are you seeing early in the year that you guys are proud of?
A lot of our guys, they're staying to their plan. They're doing what they do best, and they're not wavering far from it. So none of them are trying to get too cute. They all have a good plan on what they're trying to do every day and how they're trying to attack hitters and how they're going to get outs, and all of them are executing that plan extremely well. It's been really fun to watch on our end.
I feel like there's sort of an unofficial checklist in the way you guys are trying to keep guys ready for the big leagues, one of those being periodic opportunities for guys to work in consecutive days. You've been able to do that with a few of these guys. Last week in Memphis, Paredes this week. Describe how you're looking for certain ways to develop them in specific ways.
Yeah, the back-to-back stuff, we want to make sure they're all capable and able of doing that, because when and if they go to the big leagues, they're going to be asked to do that. And so we want to keep them as prepared as possible. We're very open with them about it. So like the path that we take, we give them clear guidance on, hey, we're going to get you back to back this week. Obviously that doesn't happen in the big leagues, but we have the ability here to kind of manipulate it a little more and go in a certain order, in a way to where guys are aware of what's to come for them. So it seemed to have helped with guys' mindsets at times and understanding their work throughout the week. And honestly, it's been good for guys to adjust. Like if they thought a certain thing was good throughout their work during the week and they've done a back-to-back, they may have to adjust because now the back-to-back is a part of their game.
You know, in a AAA bullpen, you're going to get kind of a melting pot of levels of experience and where guys are at in their careers. You've got a couple of guys in Blake Holub and Harold Chirino who are at AAA for the first time and seem to be off to a terrific start. What have you seen in those two?
They've been learning. I know Chirino has talked to Paredes endlessly. They're very good friends at this point, at least it seems from my perspective. And to Paredes' credit, he's been an excellent guide. And the same with Blake. Blake's asked good questions. He's bounced ideas off us, as well as bounced ideas off of, you know, guys like Rob Zestrinsky and Jared Koenig and some of the more experienced guys that we have in the bullpen. So they've asked good questions and they've been good learners.
It's funny you mentioned Zestrinsky and Koenig, both in my pregame chats with them, talked about how they are happy to be viewed as a veteran on this team. How critical is that? Like, you and Jeremy can say something to a pitcher, but if it comes from a teammate, sometimes it just hits differently.
Yeah, having those guys is huge. And they do a good job of guiding the younger guys and being a open ear and, you know, being able to share the experiences that they've had. Yeah, it's super important. I mean, we're seeing it a lot this year with Rob and at Paredes as well, and we saw it a lot last year with Claudio. So having those guys, it's essentially like having an extra coach and an extra voice, which for us is huge, and those guys do an incredible job at it. It's been really cool to work with them on a lot of stuff like that.
With Zestrizny's cutter and Tobias Meyer's four-seam fastball, those are two examples where they both have felt like the Brewers haven't said, you got to get away from this. They've said, hey, that's a strength. Let's accentuate that strength. It really seems to be a staple of the Brewers right now to truly try to take what a guy does well and then build around that. Have you seen that?
Yeah, it's kind of going off what I said earlier. I mean, these guys, they're sticking to their strengths, and it's kind of one of those things, like I said earlier too, you know, don't try to get cute. Like, expose. We want to expose hitters as much as we can, and we're going to take their feedback honestly. And to this point, like you said, Rob Z's cutter and Tobias's four-seam have played extremely well. So we're taking the hitter's feedback as we're going to keep throwing it until you show us something different.
Your fans see you in the dugout. They see you head down to the bullpen. You said something in Memphis that I thought was interesting, because that's a bullpen that's out beyond the outfield wall. I feel like most places we go, you've got the ability to be close to the dugout or in the dugout. Describe to fans what that means for you as a coach and literally how you do your job depending on the setup.
Yeah, so I'm in my fifth or sixth year of coaching, so I'm still a young coach. I'm in my third year in professional baseball, so when the bullpen is on the field, I have the ability to go down to the bullpen whenever we get a reliever up, as opposed to in Memphis, it's in the outfield and I have to go down in the bottom of the first just in case, you know, something happens. So what it does for me is, you know, I get to sit in the dugout and learn from Jeremy and converse with Jeremy about the stuff we're seeing on the mound, and also learn from Sweetie and, you know, what's coming up in the coming innings, and to see how his mind works, and honestly, as well as learn from Al LaBeouf and Eric Tyson and David Tufo on their views of the game, and Ned Yost as well, and how they see that kind of thing. So the camaraderie for me has been great. Yeah. Like when I get to be in the dugout for a longer period of time, there's positives. I get to learn more and I get to ask questions with my peers, and that usually means we're pitching pretty well. So it's, yeah. So the longer I stay in the dugout, the better.
If fans see you in the dugout, things are going well.
Yeah, yeah. Usually that's a good sign that things are going really well.
Appreciate you, man. We'll do it again down the road.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, Sounds bullpen coach Patrick McGuff. This has been Sounds on Deck presented by Pepsi. Stay tuned. The lineups and first pitch are coming up next.